Still pondering the events of last weekend, we read from Mark 16. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" In Jesus' name, beloved of God, when the dormitories close, as they did last weekend, those of you who are residents have to find another place to sleep. Perhaps many were able to go home for Easter, others to visit friends and family. So, did you get rested up over the weekend? Or did you get to bed later than usual when school was out? I wonder if the disciples stayed up any later than usual that first Easter. It seemed like late-breaking news was popping up all around them. The women claimed to have seen angels and then Jesus himself. Simon Peter had seen him. Mary Magdalene had mistaken him for the gardener at the tomb. The Emmaus disciples had run all the way back to Jerusalem after walking and talking with Jesus on the way, and then recognizing him when he broke bread with them. And then behind locked doors, he appeared in their midst. He ate and spoke with them. Their heads must have been spinning. I wonder if they got much sleep that night. As a matter of fact, the night before that had not been all that restful for the women either. At sundown on Saturday evening, the Sabbath was officially over. The market could open. And Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, could venture out to buy spices. I kind of doubt if spices came as readily packaged as they do today from Old Spice. And whatever preparation these spices needed was accomplished that same night. And their alarm went off when it was still dark. So they probably did not get much sleep last weekend either. As they made their way to the tomb, the questions were running through their minds. Who will roll the stone away? But all of their concern, whether for the body or the stone, was useless as the stone, the watch, the seal were to keep Jesus in the grave. The spices and the trip were useless, for Jesus had already risen. All of their late-night preparations were useless. Or were they? Because they had prepared to serve Jesus in that way, because they had, as the hymn puts it, early hastened to the tomb, now their job would be to carry the good news of the new life to Peter and the rest of the disciples. And what about the spices? Do you think they pitched them in the dumpster? Or that would be the Valley of Hinnom around Jerusalem. I doubt it. They could no longer anoint the body of Jesus for burial, as had the woman in Bethany. But with those spices, they could anoint the bodies of other loved ones. Isn't that what you would do? The tears, that would no doubt have mingled with the spices as they anointed the body, the tears could now be shed for one another, and we too may still weep with those who weep, as Paul urges in Romans 12. And now the time that they had devoted to Jesus' burial could be spent on one another. Once a pastor was going to call on a shut-in, and he was met in the driveway by a son-in-law of the invalid. And the son-in-law said, "Pastor, there must be a special place in heaven for you because of what you're doing for my mother-in-law." Actually, it was only because Jesus had already gone and prepared his place that pastor had the time to spend with an elderly woman. And because of Jesus' resurrection, you also have time for others. There was a lot of tender care involved in that early morning walk of the women to the tomb. Remember how Mary and Martha hesitated about opening Lazarus's tomb after 4 days because the corpse would already be decaying and stinking? This was the third day for Jesus. How close were the women willing to cut it to put additional spices on the body? But now that tender care can be spent on others as we serve one another in love, Galatians 5:13. And we too can go beyond what we might comfortably do. Now you go to school not just to prepare yourself for a better job or more money, but also so you can better serve one another with whatever spices you may have prepared. During my years at Emmanuel, I've been privileged to see this done more than once and understand just a little bit better how the angels rejoice over one of us who repents. The women's journey to the tomb did not turn out as they thought it would, but what a trip it was. They ended up doing the work of angels, messengers for the living God. And the same Lord whom they served can also make your journey through school and through life serve such a blessed purpose. Easter break may be over, but Easter is not. Amen. Hymn 201, stanza 3. 201, stanza 3.